You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Moses' mother showed strength, courage, and trust in God in the midst of challenging times. Let us celebrate mothers today in our series, Beauty and Strength.
Good morning, everyone. Indeed, this is a very special day. Sa lahat po ng mga nanay, mama, mommy, inay, mother, happy Mother's Day po sa inyong lahat. If this is your first time to check us out here in our online worship service, we would like to greet all of you mothers a very special day. This is your special day. Happy Mother's Day. Ayan. Palakpakan po natin mga magulang natin, mga nanay natin. Woo! Happy Mother's Day po. Ako pala si Mark Constantino. I'm one of the pastors here in Victory Metro East, and we love to serve you in this online worship service. So happy Mother's Day. And since today is a very special day and it's Mother's Day, we're going to shift our preaching. Alam po natin na ang preaching series po natin ay yung tinatawag po nating perspective in the book of Psalm 23. So mag-i-excuse po muna tayo yung sa Psalm 23 po natin. Gagawin po natin next week. Alright? Dahil special day po ngayon, we wanna talk about a very important topic that relates to all the moms and all the women out there. Even if you're a single, something to look forward to in this message. And even if we're men, alright, we're boys, it's something worth hearing for. This is for the woman of the house, especially our moms. So mag-shift po tayo ngayon. And that is why, alright, we want to call this preaching Beauty and Strength. Okay? So everybody say Beauty and Strength. Okay, for you mothers. But before we get into God's Word, we would like to mention lang po, just for our sake, dahil next week po, from ECQ, magiging GCQ na po tayo. Okay, may general community quarantine po tayo. At gusto lamang po namin sabihin sa lahat na patuloy po yung online worship service natin. Hindi po tayo magkikita sa center. Huwag po kayong pupunta sa center. Okay, sarado pa rin po tayo. Pinag-aaralan po namin kung paano natin gagawin yung social distancing pag nagbukas na po yung Metro East. Ganun din po yung mga worship service natin. So, hinay lang po tayo. Maraming salamat sa pag-intindi. Relax lang po tayo. Continue pa rin po yung online worship service po natin. At kami rin din po, we are working from home, so continuous lang po. Wala muna magpapakita sa Metro East Center natin. So thank you so much for your understanding. Tuloy-tuloy lang po ang worship service natin online. Okay? Okay, so here's the word of God we would like to read to you today in Exodus chapter 2, verses 1 to 10. Ito po ang ating text natin. Exodus chapter 2 verses 1 to 10 says, "Now a man from the house of Levi went and took as his wife a Levite woman. The woman conceived and bore a son, and when she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him 3 months. When she could hide him no longer, she took for him a basket made of bulrushes and daubed it with bitumen and pitch. She put the child in it and placed it among the reeds by the river bank. And his sister stood at the distance to know what would be done to him. Now the daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the river. While her young women walked beside the river, she saw the basket among the reeds and sent her servant woman, and she took it. When she opened, she saw the child. And behold, the baby was crying. She took pity on him and said, 'This is one of the Hebrew's children.' Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, 'Shall I go and call you a nurse from the Hebrew women to nurse the child for you?' And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, 'Go.' So the girl went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, 'Take this child away and nurse him for me, and I will give you your wages.' So the woman took the child and nursed him. When the child grew older, she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. She named him Moses, because she said, I drew him out of the water. This is the word of the Lord for us today. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you for this special day. Even, Lord, as we celebrate Mother's Day, Lord, we want to learn from your word. And Lord God, I just pray for every moms, lahat po ng mga nanay na nakikinig ngayon at who's watching this video. Lord, I pray that you would encourage them. Lord, strengthen them. Lord, take out any false burden. Whatever, Lord God, it's happening around them right now. I pray that you would come in and Lord, encourage and impart that faith like this person that we're going to talk about. Lord, a special message for them. So, Father, have your way, have your will, and we submit to what the Holy Spirit will say and will do in our lives today. Bless every moms, every person who's watching this. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone would say, praise God, amen and amen. Praise God. Okay. So, ito po yung topic natin. And as we read God's Word, we all know who Moses is. Alam po natin kung sino si Moses na si Moses po yung pinili ni Lord, no? Na to be the deliverer of the nation Israelites, the whole nation of Israel, from the bondage and slavery that the Egyptians did for them. But actually, do you know the background of Moses? Alam po ba natin kung paano nagsimula si Moses? Ang alam natin si Moses, one of the great leaders of the nation of Israel. But we really don't know the background of Moses. That's why this topic is very important. You know, Moses would never be Moses, the great leader, the deliverer of the nation Israel, if not for his parents, and especially the mom. And so we're going to zero in and focus on the mother of Moses. Ito pong sinasabi ng Bible sa atin sa Numbers 26:59. The Word of God says here, the name of Amram's wife, Amram is the dad of Moses. The name of Amram's wife was Jochebed or Jochebed. The original pronunciation is Jochebed, okay? Pwedeng Jochebed or Jochebed, so, but Jochebed talaga siya. Jochebed, the daughter of Levi, who was born to Levi in Egypt. And she bore to Amram, ito yung mga anak niya, Aaron and Moses, and Miriam, their sister. It is important for us to know and understand Moses' mother. Siya po si Jochebed. And Jochebed is relatively unknown to us today because she was overshadowed by her sons. Popularity, her sons being famous in the lives of Israel. But Jochebed played such an important role in the life of Moses. And Jochebed is famous in the eyes of God. She is famous not because she bore the baby Moses, but she is famous because of her inner qualities that possess the kind of mother she is. She was a mom who mattered 3,500 years ago, and she still matters for us today. The inner qualities of a mother has some great lessons for us all, and that's why we entitled this particular message, Beauty and Strength. We would like to focus first on Jochebed's name. Her name was a great name because her name means Yahweh. It came from the root word Yahweh. That's why Jochebed. It means Jehovah is glory or the glory of Jehovah. And Jochebed brought great glory to God that she will never be forgotten. Grabe. So it's important for us to know what kind of beauty and strength Jochebed has. The beauty and strength of Jochebed as a woman and mother comes from, number one, her faith. Her faith played such an important role in her motherhood to Moses. In fact, Jochebed trusted God even when it seems hopeless. You have to realize the background that when Jochebed gave birth to Moses, it was during the darkest hour, the darkest days of the life of the Israelites, where they were under the rulership of the Egyptians. They were slaves. They were under the slavery and bondage of the Egyptians. And it was long, 400 years of severe crisis. Imagine 400 years of crisis. Tayo po nasa crisis ngayon, pero ano ba, parang 3 months pa lang. Pero para ang dami na po nayayanig. Pero ito po, 400 years na, na she trusted God in the midst of hopelessness. 400 years of darkness and hopelessness. A woman stood out, showed her beauty and strength because of her faith. What's the kind of faith that Jochebed really extinguished? They were the kind of faith that she portrayed. And that's very important. So number one, her foundation of faith was deep. Yung pagdasyon po ng kanyang pananampalataya ay rock solid, sobrang lalim. Kailangan po natin maintindihan na si Jochebed, she came from a family of Levite. At yung napangasawa niya po ay galing din sa pamilya ng Levi. And so you have to realize that during their time, when you are a Levite, there was a specific and special call from God that a Levite will perform priestly duties. Hindi po lahat ay Levite. Talaga tinawag po ni Lord ito, specific call po. Kung baka ngayon, pag sinabi mong Levite, parang, di ba, nasa kategory siya ng pagpapastor o yung full-time minister na, you know, the calling of a person has something to do with the gifting of being a prophet, a minister of the gospel, doing full-time. And so that's very important that she came from that kind of background. And because of that, her faith was so deep that she knew the ways of the Lord. She grew up knowing what the Word of God is. She knew how the Lord would speak to her, and she was accustomed to it, and yet there was a specific, special calling that a Levite would have. And that's basically the background of Jochebed. Her foundation of faith was deep and rock solid. Also, her faith was anchored on God's promise. Sabi po na Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you, I will curse, and you, all the families of the earth, shall be blessed. Alam niyo po yung kasulatan. Alam na alam niyo po yung ways and the words of the Lord. And even in Genesis 15, verse 13 to 14, here's what the Word of God says. Then the Lord said to Abraham, know for certain that your offspring will be sojourners in the land that is not theirs, and will be servants here or there. And they will be afflicted for 400 years, and I will bring judgment on the nation that they serve, and after that they shall come out with great possessions. Jochebed knew the promise of God. Jochebed knew the word of the Lord. And Jochebed hold on to the promise of Genesis 12 and Genesis 15, that because of that, when Moses came into existence at naging tao po si Moses, deep within her, there was an impression from the Lord that, Lord, could my son be the person whom you have called to deliver the Israelites from the hands of the Egyptians? That's why both the parents, Amram and Jochebed, sensed the time of deliverance. That what he was saying in Genesis 15, that God has promised that there will be a deliverance, that the nation, all right, will come out from the slavery of Egyptians, and they will come out with great possessions. Naintindihan po nila to. And they knew and hold on to the promise of God. I'd like to ask you a question as we are in a crisis today. Are you holding on to God's word? Are your faith anchored based on the word of God? What particular scripture? What particular verse are you holding on that in the midst of this crisis that we are into today, just like Jochebed, that we're holding on to God's word for you and your family and for the next generation? It is important for us to understand that in this time of crisis, there's nothing to hold on except the word of God. Can you say amen? In verse 2, here's what it says. Then the woman conceived and bore a son. And when she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him 3 months. Nung nakita niya po si Moses, there was something about Moses that she said she was a fine child. The Living Bible says, when the baby's mother saw that he was an unusually beautiful baby, when she saw her child, she looked at it and said, unusually beautiful baby. She hid him at home for 3 months. The Message Bible says, she saw there was something special about him and hid him. Nung nakita niya po yung baby, she saw something about this child that would say, there's something about my child, Lord. Listen, her eyes of faith saw greatness in the child's future. Grabe to. Nung nakita niya po yung anak niya, sabi niyang gano'n, Lord, kakaiba yung anak ko. There's something about him, parang deep within. Lord, you're trying to speak in my spirit within us that my child is different. I just want to let you know, every mother, whenever she sees her child, she sees something great, not good. Something great, no matter who the child and what the background and whatever the thing that the child has done or the mistake or the negative things that the child has done, her mother will always see something great. And there's something about our moms that they can see greatness in us. No matter what happened to you, child, no matter your background or what you did, your mom will never give up believing for the greatness of God's calling your life. Miski may siguro in the past nabully kayo, that there was trauma in you, something happened in your life, something in the past. Guess what? The parents will always be there trusting God for the calling, for the greatness of God's destiny in us. Then I just can't help but really share about my experience with my mom. My mom passed away during the time of the early years of Victory Metro East. Hindi niya po nakita yung at narinig po ako mag-preach, yung daddy ko narinig ako, pero yung mom ko hindi. So nung nag-establish po tayo, nag-start po tayo sa Metro East, si mommy ko po, you know, she was already weak and she was suffering from cancer. No? And I remember years before that, when I learned that my mom was in the hospital, and most of my siblings are in the U.S., and so I asked for a special leave just to be with my mom in the hospital at St. Luke's. At that time, I was serving in Victory, Quezon City, and I was one of the directors of Every Nation Campus. So, nagta-travel po ako noon. So, nalaman ko nung nanay ko po nasa hospital, so I took time to be with her. And one of the great moments that I have with my mom was when I was with her and she was in pain. Ang nangyari po, yung mom ko nag-share lang out of the blue, sabi niya ganun, alam mo Mark, hindi ko maintindihan sa totoo lang nung naging Christian ka, lalo na nung naging pastor ka. You know, nagtanong ako kay Lord, kasi alam mo ba na nung maliit ka, binigay kita kay Lord. Nung maliit ka, kasi nga bunso ka, iniisip ko, baka mamaya there's something about you. And so, I actually asked the Lord and says, Lord, bahala na po kayo kay Mark kung anong gusto niyong gawin sa buhay niya. Lord, ibinibigay ko na si Mark sa inyo. So imagine, kinikwento nung mami ko to sa akin. Sabi ko, Mama, really? Pero binigay mo ko kay Lord? Ito na naman ako. dalawang linggo na to ah. Nung parang na-recall ko lang na she was not a Christian. She was very religious. And there was a moment that she gave me before the Lord. In other words, she dedicated me to God. And sabi ko sa mami ko, Mami, exactly, kaya nga ako Christian and pastor ngayon dahil narinig ka ni Lord. Imagine that. Nag-pray ka, narinig ka ni Lord, tapos ibinigay mo ako kay Lord. So, ito, Christian ako, pastor pa ako dahil sa inyo. So, wow, think about that. Even my mom, who is not a Christian, very religious, and yet, you know, God saw her heart and she heard, and the Lord heard her prayers, and that's why the Lord answered her prayers. And true enough, kaya pala ako nagsiserve din kay Lord at dahil pastor ako at maging Christian ako dahil din sa kanya. Imagine, di ko yung time na siguro nakita ako na nanay ko, ano, parang si Jochebed, nakita ako na nanay ko, parang siguro may nakita siya sa akin, sabi niya ganun, Lord, sabi naman ang gwapo naman ng anak ko, Lord. Lord, nakaiba naman itong anak ko, Lord. Ang pisoy, mukhang Italiano, mukhang Espanyol, Lord. Lord, kung magiging playboy lang to, Lord, bibigay ko na siya sa iyo. Lord, baka yung maging salot pa ito ng lipunan. Lord, ikaw na. Lord, bibigay ko na sa iyo. Parang imagine, naisip ko yun na, Lord, siguro my mom really saw something in me that she dedicated me to God. And the Lord answered her prayers. You know what? If you're watching today, you children, your mom is praying for you. Grabe yung prayer warrior. Meron tayong prayer warrior sa bahay, yung nanay po natin. Pinagpipray po natin ilang beses na talagang antigas ng ulo mo, di ka sumusunod, gayon, ayaw mo pang mag-service. Diba, yung nanay mo ngayon na nandyan sa tabi mo, pinagpiprayan ka niyan. And I believe that the Lord will answer our prayers. Can you say amen, mothers? Woo! Imagine, because she saw greatness in her child's future, she hid him for 3 months. Grabe. Kaya pala sa Hebrews 11, 23, by faith, Moses, when he was born, he was hidden for 3 months by his parents because they saw that the child was beautiful. They were not afraid of the king's edict. And it was by faith that Moses was hidden, not by fear. The parents' mother saw something about this child. And even for 400 years, they began to understand, Lord, matatapos na yung 400 years. Deep within us, Lord, maybe there was really a call for specifically my son. And Lord, I'm offering my son to you. Therefore, Lord God, I'm gonna come against the king's edict, the king's law, that every child, every boy that was born will be killed just like that. But the mother and the father didn't abide with that law. And so instead of casting him to the river, they hid him for 3 months and turned him over to God. What a picture. What are we trying to see here today? The second reason for Jochebed to be a woman of strength is because of her courage. Yes, she was a woman of faith, but she was also a woman of courage. In verse 3, when she could hide him no longer, she took for him a basket made of bulrushes and daubed it with bitumen and pitch. She put the child in it and placed it among the reeds by the river bank. Wow. Imagine when she started to see that this child was different. Yes, she had faith based on God's word. Yes, she believed in God more than anything in the midst of darkness for 400 years of crisis, when there seems to be no light. Deep within her, she stood up, stood in her faith, believed God for the impossibilities that could happen, especially to this boy. What kind of courage she portrayed and displayed here? It was her courage to sacrifice herself. Because of her courage, she was willing to sacrifice and face the consequence of the king's edict which is automatically death for her. Alam niyo po yung consequence. But alam niyo po, nanguna po yung salita ng Lord, nanguna po yung nakita niya sa kanyang anak. At because of that, she stood her ground and displayed not just confidence and hope, but courage. The tenderness of a mother's love led to desperate measures to preserve Moses' life. Grabe talaga yung puso ng mga nanay natin. Kahit ano po mangyari, yung nanay natin hindi po mag-give up yan. Yung nanay po natin mangunguna pa. Miski hindi na po tayo naniniwala sa sarili natin, there is no mom who will give up on us. Can you say amen? There is no mom who will let us go just like that. She will believe God's word, she will pray, and she will believe for God's destiny and the calling for every child in the family. Jochebed's mustered courage and did not despair. And the act of disobedience has something to do with her courage. Surely this was a time of great trial for Jochebed. But instead of manifesting fear and despair, guess what? She seemed to have courage in the midst of darkness. Kaya saludo po kami sa bawat ina, lalo na po yung mga single parent po natin, yung mga single po moms natin na nag-aaruga, yung mga single moms po natin na nagtatrabaho. Saludo po kami sa inyo. You are displaying a different kind of inner qualities that we salute you and really thank God you for. And that is what you call courage. Alam niyo yung courage na pinapakita natin ng mga magulang natin, lalo na po yung mga mami natin, ay kakaiba. And it is important for us to understand this kind of courage, that it's birthed out of love. It's birthed out of faith. That there's something about you that your mom wants to see greatness. And to those of you who are single parent today, I salute you. Alam niyo po, kung napanood niyo po yung may movie na naging number one, beating all movies and become a box office movie, yung Hello, Love, Goodbye. Napanood niyo po ba yung Hello, Love, Goodbye na talagang nag-shoot po sila sa Hong Kong? Alam niyo po, nung nanonood kami ng asawa ko, sabi po sa akin ng asawa, alam mo, honey, alam ko yung place na yun, nagpunta ako dyan. Kasi nga yung asawa ko, si Rizel, binisita niya yung mommy niya. Yung mother-in-law ko po, really an outstanding mom. She raised her 4 children on her own. And one of the sacrifice that, the courage that she exemplified was really to really work to work abroad. And imagine yung sacrifice na lumaki yung mga anak niya na wala siya. Lumaki po yung asawa ko at ganyan yung mga brother and sister niyo po, hindi po nakita nung nanay niya, no? So lumaki sila sa lolo, sa tito. So grabe, parang hindi ko ma-imagine. Eh yung mother-in-law ko po, kakaiba, talagang nagsikap, magsakripisyo para pagbigay ng education, yung mga kailangan po ng asawa ko, ng mga bata pa sila. Grabe po yung sakripisyo at ganun po yung ginagawa ng mga mothers po natin. Even some of the mothers today have to sacrifice by working to help with the husband. And so maraming po salamat sa mga mothers po na nakikinig ngayon. Saludo po kami sa inyo. Thank you for the sacrifice and the courage. Grabe, the extra mile doing for your own kids. It was her courage to do extraordinary for her child's safety. Ang galing lang po na she has the guts of whatever it takes attitude to save her child Moses. Sabi po ng The Message Bible, when she couldn't hide him any longer, she got a little basket boat made of papyrus, waterproofed it with a tar and pitch, and placed the child in it. And she see it afloat in the reeds of the edge of the Nile. She made herself and obtained herself a basket of papyrus, and she waterproofed it. She made the basket so different amongst the rest. Bakit? Because she put the child into this special made boat for safekeeping. safekeeping from the Egyptian soldiers. It's a special kind of basket and boat to protect the child from crocodiles, starvation, and drowning. And, you know, a mom will do extraordinary effort for her child's safety. Gagawa at gagawa po ng paraan ng mga magulang natin, lalo na po ang aking mga ina, mga nanay po natin para sa kanilang mga anak. At ito po yung ginawa ni Jochebed. Mom will do anything for the safety of her kids. She did extraordinary act for her child to live. And she had the courage to trust the Lord. Her courage also let go of the child. Ang hirap nun. Nung alam niya, talaga tinago niya, 3 months, pinalaki niya, at lumalaki po ng bata, gumawa po siya ng special basket. At dun po sa Nile River, and she has to trust and have the courage to see the child leaving her. Wow, what a picture. Imagine, at lumalayo po yung anak niya. Na hindi ko alam paano kaya niya. Diba ano sinasabi niya nung habang yung baby lumalayo, si Moses lumalayo. The word of God says that she set it afloat in the reach of the edge of the Nile. While the basket was floating and moving, there was tears in her eyes. And yet, the courage to let go and the faith to hang on to God's word. What a difficult picture. What a difficult moment in the life of Jochebed, letting go of her child. And maybe you're listening to this video, and we talk about letting go. Sometimes the hardest thing to do for a mom is to let go of her child. It's one thing to raise your children, it's one thing to let them go. And lalo na po sa kultura natin na masyadong tayong, di ba, close and talaga pong malapit. You know, I can't imagine of the hard work, the sacrifice that you've done, the extraordinary mile and act, the courage that you've shown, and yet letting go is one hardest thing to do. And maybe the Lord is right now showing you something that it's time for you to let go of your child. It's hard. But the Lord wants to give you the grace to let go of your child. And ito po yung nangyari. And because of what happened, the faith and the courage of Jochebed, ito po nangyari. When she acted in faith and she acted with courage, the Lord honored her faith and responded to her courage. May nangyari po, ito po nangyari, the Lord intervened. In verse 5, the Lord, and now the daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the river. And while her young women walked beside the river, she saw the basket among the reeds and sent her servant woman, and she took it. When she opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the baby was crying. She took pity on him and said, "This one of the Hebrew's children." You know what? God acted supernaturally and swiftly. Because of her faith and courage, something supernatural happened. Imagine, first things first. Imagine the perfect timing na nilet go niya po yung kanyang anak is the same, at the same time, yung anak po ni Pharaoh gusto maglangoy, gusto mong maligo dun sa Nile River. And timing po, habang nandito siya sa river, nakita niya po yung basket. For some reason, there was a perfect timing that the Lord did a supernatural move na nagkaroon po sila na encounter. Ito po yung tanong. You know, imagine she was a Pharaoh's daughter, and in their time, she lived in a palace, and they have their rooms of pools. Meron po silang sariling pool for her to swim and bathe. And I'm just thinking, why would a princess, a Pharaoh's daughter, will go to a dirty Nile to swim? Imagine that. Bakit siya maliligo to sa maduming river? In fact, the river is known to be a sacrificial river for those child that will be drowned because of the edict of the king. And for some reason, alam mo may ginawa po si Lord. Nagkita po yung princess, yung anak po ni Pharaoh, and then nakita niya po yung basket. At, you know, God was responding in the faith of the mother who courageously trusts in Him. What a picture. The knife, for example, is meant to be Pharaoh's instrument of killing male children, and instead it becomes the vehicle for saving Moses. God acted supernaturally and swiftly. The Lord intervened. When you act in faith and display courage, the Lord will intervene. Next one, the Lord favored Jehochabed. Think about this in verse 7. Then his sister, and that's Miriam, said to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call you a nurse from the Hebrew women to nurse the child for you?" And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." So the girl went and called his child's mother, yung mismo mother niya. So out of the blue, bigla pumasok na lang yung bata. It so happened that was Miriam, all right, the baby sister, and asked right there and then, Pharaoh's daughter, sabi niya ganyan, "Shall I call a nurse, a Hebrew woman, to nurse the child for you?" You know what? Listen to this. It's so important for us to understand that there was a big gap between Egyptians and, you know, the Israelites. And they were under the rulership of the Egyptians. And the Egyptians hated the Hebrews. And for some reason, a girl went to the scene and just talk and engage with this princess and ask her, "Will I call for a nurse for that baby that is crying?" Think about that coincidence. And for some reasons, Pharaoh's daughter answered, and she said, "Yes." The Lord favored the faith and the courage of Jochebed. Thirdly, the Lord rewarded Jochebed's faith and her courage. Verse 9, and Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this child away and nurse him for me." Sabi ng daughter, "And I will give you your wages." So the woman took the child and nursed him. And the child grew up and she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter and became her son. She named him Moses because she said, "I drew him out of the water." God rewards the faith, allowing her to raise her son through his nursing years. Grabe si Lord, in honor niya po yung faith ni Jochebed at yung courage niya. So the Lord responded to her courage. At nangyari po, hindi lang po yung divine appointment na naandun yung sister niya at nagtanong sa dun sa kay Pharaoh's daughter, pero sinabi rin yung ni Pharaoh dun sa mother, "Pwede bang alagaan mo to tapos bibigyan kita ng sweldo? I will give you wages." What a picture. And so grabe yung ginawa po ni Lord. Jochebed's faith was rewarded by being reunited to her own child. What a picture. May reward pa, may wages pa. And I was just thinking, imagine when Miriam was going to the mother and says, "Mom, can you imagine what's happening here?" Sabi siguro ni Jochebed, "Child, grabe, I knew the Lord would provide." And true enough, the Lord intervened, the Lord favored, and the Lord rewarded the faith and the act of courage. You know what? God works and acts in mysterious ways, even beyond our imagination and thinking. I want to encourage you today, hold on to your faith. I pray that we will act courageously and we will see here, just like what the Lord did to Jochebed. The Lord responded and honored her faith. The Lord intervened. The Lord favored and the Lord provided and rewarded. What a picture. Ephesians 3:20 says, Now to God who is able to do, or able to do far more abundantly, is able to do far more abundantly, not all that we ask or think or imagine, according to the work that is within us. Our faith will be tested through this time of crisis. Genuine faith will be revealed when testing comes. And I want to read to you and leave to you this passage in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6 to 7. "In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials." You've been grieved by various trials for a little while, but we rejoice. Verse 7, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold, that perishes though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Friends, family, Victory Metro East, maybe there are first-time visitors who's checking us out, moms and dads, the Lord will test our faith, and the Lord will honor our faith, and the Lord will act based on our courage. And that is why this message is very important to our mothers. Nagpapasalamat po kami sa bawat ina, bawat nanay, with the faith and the courage that you displayed. But more than that, the Lord will test our faith. Why? Because she wants to see genuineness. Prove it that our faith will be like gold and silver, but will bring praise and glory and honor to the revelation of Jesus Christ. I want to pray for all the moms today. Since this is Mother's Day, gusto po namin ipag-pray po kayo. As your pastor today, I just want to pray for all the moms in the house. I want to pray for you right now. Can you join me in a word of prayer? I just want to pray for you moms. Happy Mother's Day, but I want to commit you before the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. Lord, we commit all the moms, single moms or the moms who help their husband raise their children. Just like Jochebed, who had that strong faith in your word, who had that faith to believe for supernatural, and the faith seeing the best, the destiny, and the calling of their children. Lord, I pray for supernatural faith, that they would hold on to God's promise no matter what. Lord, strengthen every mother in their hearts. I pray, Lord God, that they will, Lord God, release all their false burdens, Lord, especially in this crisis. Lahat po ng mga uncertainties and worries, yung mga naisip po nila kung meron pong doubt, unbelief, Lord, today, I commit all the mothers. I pray that through it, there will be a strength in the family, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that they will display faith and courage even at this moment. Sa lahat po ng mga moms, Lord God, I pray that you would refresh them, refresh, Lord God, their soul, uplift all the false burdens. And even today, we speak our blessing that you will grant them joy and peace, Lord, in their hearts. I pray for hope. I pray, Lord God, that their faith and hope will be unshakable, Lord God. And even at this moment, Lord, release, Father God, right now, your grace upon their hearts in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just pray for restoration of relationships. Kung may mga nanay po ngayon na nakikinig at nanay na ninoon, Lord, dinadalangin po namin restoration of relationship. Lalo na po sa mga mag-asawa, sa mga anak nila, Lord, sa mga nanay nila, at sa mga parents din nila, sa mga kamag-anak. Kung meron po strain sa relationship and Lord, there's division, Lord, I pray for a supernatural work that there will be restored in that relationship, lalo-lalo na po sa mga anak. Lord, thank you. Lord, we honor our moms. We bless our moms today in the name of Jesus. Can you pray for your moms right now? Just take a moment. In the next 60 seconds, can you pray for your moms today, wherever you are? Please pray for your mom right now. Speak blessing. Speak peace and joy. Right here, right now, starting today. Now, please pray for your mom today. Wherever you're at, pray right now to for your moms. Come on, let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. Yan, okay. Thank you, Lord. Sige. We want to continue to pray for you later on, lalo na bago kayo kumain, bago kayo mag-breakfast or mag-lunch. As we celebrate Mother's Day, pag-pray po natin ang ating mga nanay, mga mami. Alright, lalo-lalo na po kayo na kung kailangan nyo po tawagan ng mga moms nyo, i-video call natin, gawin po natin yan. Alright, and so we want to honor all the moms today. Gusto ko lamang po ipag-pray, kayo po ay mag-asawa at kayo po ay naniniwala na magkakaroon po kayo ng anak. Wala pa po kayong anak. I just want to pray for all the moms believing for a baby. At maybe your baby's grown up and you're believing for another baby. Ayan, pag-pray po natin. Supernaturally, okay lang po ba? And then we're gonna end this service. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you for all the moms out there. Lord, to those who are, Lord, believing you, that they're gonna be future moms, that they're gonna believe you for a baby. Lord, we are praying for a supernatural work. Open their wombs. I pray, Father God, that part of your promise and blessing is offspring. So I believe, Lord God, for a supernatural work that you open the womb and they will have a baby in the name of Jesus. Maybe the first one, second one, or third one. In Jesus' name, we pray for a supernatural work that they're going to have a baby and they will be pregnant. In Jesus' name, we pray. And everyone would say, amen and amen. Praise God. All right. Woo! So once again, we would like to greet all the moms, happy Mother's Day, and we're gonna celebrate today, this Sunday, and so, malaki celebration po yan, at bago po tayo magtapos, gusto naman namin sabihin, in this message, meron po tayong another service in the afternoon, Pastor Alfred, who is a teacher, you know, the same message, but he will elevate this message to the next level, kakaiba pong message. Ibang klaseng teacher, preacher si Pastor Alfred. So don't miss that. And so please invite your friends to watch our 3 p.m. premier service here in online worship service in Victory Metro East. So once again, God bless you all. And I just pray for a wonderful, blessed Sunday as we celebrate Mother's Day. God bless all the families. In Jesus' name I pray. Praise God. Amen and amen. Woo!
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, and to give online, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app.